right now. Smile at yourself in the mirror as you wash your face in the morning, and smile at everybody you meet during the day. If somebody steps on your feet in the elevator or shoves you in the subway, smile at him or her too. If you do this and keep it up, it won't be long before you'll be known as one of the most congenial persons in your town. Rule number 4. Don't make excuses for yourself. William James said, "Every lapse is like the letting fall of a ball of string, which one is carefully winding up. A single slip undoes more than a great many turns will wind again." Edna Ferber told me that she forced herself to work at least 6 hours writing every day. There were many days, she confessed, when she had nothing to write about, and she longed to do other things. But she kept faith with herself. If you want to form a new habit, don't permit yourself to fail in the application of that habit. Should you stray, immediately return to your program. You need not berate yourself, but don't listen to your excuses either. And finally, rule number 5, make definitive commitments. Any truly successful athlete provides an example of someone who makes definitive commitments. Young athletes, from figure skaters to boxers, practice every day, all year round, in addition to attending to their